Şimdi şöyle. Gel bakalım.
Kule fikirin bizmane. The other one hadn't what? Hadn't stolen it or hadn't destroyed it. So he has to pay it. To pay it to the government. Why? All right. So let us say it's just a gami. It's a different story. Tesis aloche is aloche either of gami or gir on the moment, but tesis is a different aloche. This would not apply. This is the lifnei, just a moment. Yeah, but lifnei you should also perhaps. Since the ganef can tatter himself, you stole it and you destroyed it. You are chayev. Why are you chayev? For what are you chayev? Because you made me pay. So no, it's a gami. Unless it's like Rabbi Shimon, the Ragir Lomik Momendom, it's a different story, but it's not that it's Rabbi Shimon, the Ragir Lomik Momendom. Please. If you, she's kone for everybody, please. If you, she's kone for everybody, there's no exception. And if you're a rabbi, someone else can get it. Then, if they say, of course, acquire the chayte, they have to pay down to the garden. That's what they said. Because by his acquisition of the chayte, it prevents the garden from utilizing the chayte. For a shove, so it means the garden pays an account of his utilization of the chayte. Now, what kind of aloch is it in Tesis? What kind of aloch is it? Is it a gami? Agami, since the chayfet doesn't belong to the ganef, the chayfet doesn't belong to ganef, but the ganef could have utilized the chayfet for a shove. And he's taken away the chayfet, resulted actually in payment. That the ganef paid, I mean, the amount, the equivalent amount of the chayfet. So that's what Tesis says. But Phil Mandoma usually call me a chayfet, gam shini, we shall inkear on the ganeverishim, the choshev kehev kehev, riftom in a maise. It's basically what Tesis means like that. In Tesis she did like that, let's say. That basically the key in Yush is related to the Ganef. The key in Yush in Tesis is related to the Ganef. This is the first day, wherever the Chayfet is, But Tesis in the second Shite is, the second Shite in Tesis is not it is you, Shafa Beide. The second sheet, I postponed discussing it, will come face. Second sheet in face the 2 days. But I married to Sarabim, it belongs to the Ganef for you. Or I married to Sarabim, it belongs to anyone who picks up the Gneve. It's not the question, does not revolve about the problem whether you, Shaf Gzele, is Megabre, Megabre, or you, Shaf Gzele, is Afkoyes Mama like Avede. If Yush and Gzele would be of course mama like Avede, there would be no Chiyuv Domim, there would have the third person who picks up the Avede would not have to pay Domim money to whom? To the Ganef. Alright, the Ganef could have picked up, if the Ganef had picked up, he would have saved money, alright, so I did pick up, I'm not even a Gami. I'm not supposed to sacrifice my money in order to make it possible for you, it means like that. It's Hefker, the Avede is on the street, the Ganef Rishon, if he should pick up the Avede, he'll pay money. If I should pick up the Avede, I'll have a gain, but I would not lose money. But he'll lose money if I should happen to pick up the Avede. This is not even Gami, what do you mean Gami? What kind of a Gami? I have a right to take the Avede for myself. By my taking the Avede, he'll lose $100, so who's concerned? No, it's not even Gami. So in Tesis, apparently, that in Yush, even according to the second day, is Megavre Legavre. But apparently, the 2 days are whether the garden requires a key. Shinui, the garden certainly doesn't require a key. Because in Shinui is the king, Zele matures. Through Shinui, is a Ganev acquires the Chayfet through king there. Whether there is a continuity between the Gazlan's key and King Zele before, the initial King Zele, and the Yush. The King Zele from Lemafreya should somehow be good, be valid, suffice somehow to to give the object to the ganev lacha yush. So the ganev needs the kinyan in the chetz. What is it before the kinyan? According, it's not a veda. This is what do you take for granted? The thesis today is revolve about the problem, about the prime problem with Akin Yush, Akin Zele, or Akin Avede. It's not correct, because if it were Akin Avede, it could never appear to Teisves that should pay girl to the Ganef Rishon. Listen, if it's Avede, it's Avkoyes Mama, it's Hefker. And they said it's not. And it's Hefker, and since it's Hefker, it's the way I made it impossible for the Ganef to save money, so it's Ambatul Kisei Shel Avera, nothing else but Ambatul Kisei Shel Avera. What kind of grammar is it? The answer is as follows. The answer is as follows. According to Teisves, it is certainly a key in Gzele. It's not a key in Yirush, of course. Moment I explained to you before, it's a Yirush Megavre Legavre. But the question is, if Yirush Megavre Legavre, if Yish Megavre Legavre, but a Gazle needs a new Maisikir. If it's Bachatzeire, that's what they said. If it's Bachatzeire, the Ganef acquires it by new Maisikir. The King and Gnevi, the Aboye, the Meshiche from before, has no relationship to the King and Yish. It is related to King and Shinui, but not related to King and Yish. No, it's not related to King and Yish, but still, the kind of Yish which works here is that of what? Of Gavre le Gavre. No, if it's of Gavre le Gavre, so how is it possible? How can the Rekia get it? The answer is like that. Whoever makes a Maise Kinyan does not get it from the Nikla. He gets it from the Gazlan. The Gazlan is Kene. The Gazlan is Kene through the Maise Kinyan of the third person. Since the Gazlan needs a Kinyan, the Gazlan needs a Kinyan. Without Kinyan, so if a third person came in, so what shall I say? Since the Gazlan needs a Maise Kinyan, and it is not Hefker, it's not a quest moment. It is a Kinyan Megavre Legavre. It means only that Gazlan can be a Zeche for Yirush. The third person cannot be a Zeche for Yirush. But a Gazlan can be a Zeche for Yirush only through what? Through what? Through Kinyan. So what should happen? If a third person came, what should happen if a third person came? If you say the third person is Zeche, though it belongs to the Gazlan, and the Gazlan retains it, so then it means without a Kinyan. What difference makes? So to say the third person gets it from the Nigz, not from the Gizl, from Hefker, it's again impossible to say. So the Loch is like that. The Gazlan is Kene, it's like a kind of Yush and Shinur Ishus. The Gazlan is Kene, so the Maise Kinyan of the third person. But since the Gazlan was lacking a Maise Kinyan, and who clinched the Kinyan Yush? Megavre Legavre. Who clinched it? Who clinched it? That third person, if a Hefet belongs to the third person. Because he clinched it. However, from whom does the Nigzel get a Hefet? From whom does the Nigel get a Hefet? From Gazlan. So he pays nothing. That's what Teisves says. That's exactly what Teisves says. That's just a moment. That's what Teisves says exactly. Let us just say Teisves verbatim. Vafilim tim tzoleim adolei koni elim kin agdile b'shus ha-Gazlan, avon b'shus ha-Rabim b'shasi yush kol ha-Mautzik b'zocho bo, Inam el man dom a yush ki dile kone plau, kol a maldik bo zocho bo. Yush in shin rishus, yes. Mekom oke menzi yush peita min ha maisa. Dene, de nigzlo in a yochel litvea min ha maldik, kach a yush, כדאמרים בפרקית לוקמה, בצרי, דווקא הוא נושא שבאלים והמוח עוצים את זה גבי, עוצים את זה גבי, אבל לך יהיו שיוכלי וספור השני, מכל מוקם, כי משקולו דמוס על הארץ וגבור, מפני שצריכו לגזר ליפוטה מן הנגבור, ועם כל זוכר בו אחר, לכל הפוכס חייב לשלם דום לגזרן, קדום על העיר, לפעמים הדום יהיו שלי כאן חייב כאן ושין, לשלם קרן לגן הברישן, לחושב כהף קר, ליפטה מן המייסר, ואי אתנת לחושב כהף קר, ליפטה מן המייסר, כל זה יהיו שנת הפכו את מומן, כנת, דה יהיו, יריסקנה, דה קנה ביהיו שיש דה גזרן, in according to both days, the Kene be Yush is the Gazlan. Like Yush is in the shoes. Who is the Kene? Let us say, let the Kondrush enemy. Who is the Kene? Faithful Shitosom, and Chabal from Kob. Who is the Kene? The Gazlan. For the Gazlan is Kene, by the Kene and the Rekeach. And from whom does the Kea get it? From the Gazlan. The way it is, a Kondrush, it's Kob. It's only Mitzvah, a Mitzvah Barer, excuse me. Here now also, even if Yush Kedit Kone, even if Yush Kedit Kone, and the Gazlan cannot get to without the Kene. But the third person gets it to be the Kinyan. But doesn't mean the third person gets it from the Nigru. He cannot get from the Nigru. Because the third person with the Nigru have absolutely no relationship. If it's a Kinyan, a Gavre, so the third person doesn't come in consideration. If to say it's a Koyes Momen, so then the third attempt would be part of a Miser. Secondly, I wouldn't pay Domin. So what is it? It's not a Koyes Domin. The Gavlan is Kinyan. Beyush. But these were things that God needs a Maisekinyan. So the third person makes the Maisekinyan. So whose Maisekinyan is it? It's not the third person's Maisekinyan, basically. In the same manner as in Yish Vishina Rishus, the Kinyan of Lekeach is not the Kinyan Lekeach. Whose Kinyan is it? The Gazlan's Kinyan. The Gazlan is Zeche through the Maisekinyan about the third person. But there is a difference. If there is real Shinur Rishus and the Gazlan gave it to the third person, so then it's a kinyan for the Gazlan, but who retains the Chepetz? The Lekeach retains the Chepetz, you don't have to pay Domin Mele, if it's Matone. You see, the Lekeach retains the Chepetz. Here, since the Gazlan didn't give it away to the third person, but the third person makes a Maisa kinyan for whom does it make? For the Gazlan. From whom is it? From the government. So Domin has always to pay. You've got to pay Domin. Because you get, whatever I got is from the government. That this is taste for shit. Ayush kidi kene. Is if the government needs my sekinyan, so it belongs to the government. If the government needs my sekinyan, then if someone made a Maisekinyan, it belongs to the third person. The Zeche is a Gazlan, but since the Gazlan couldn't have been a Zeche without the help, without the assistance, without the Maisekinyan of whom? Is Kone a Gazlan, Vihikno? Kone a Gazlan, not Vihikno. Veizocho, Vadi a Gazlan, is Zeche the one who makes the Maisekinyan. He makes the Maisekinyan. Because the Gazlan needs a Maisekinyan, and since he didn't make a Maisekinyan, so the Chet is only belongs to the Lekeach, to the Zeche, but however, the Zeche is not a Zeche from the Balim, but a Zeche from the Gazlan. That's why he pays down. And that's what he says, it's not Hefker, not Potter, but a Maisekinyan. This is Lacha Yush. If I was, Lacha Yush means that Ganef is Zeche, and the other one is Zeich and the Chepetz through the Ganef. Then he pays Domin. But Rashi said it also Lifnei Yush. Lifnei Yush, if someone stole, I mean, this is, and what does Teisa say? Teisa says, and this is the same Aloche as Gozlo in Yashua Bailim. What does Teisa can Amrine? כדי אמרין הם פרקים, ואז דווקא גודל את השבל והרוח עוד זה ירוץ מזגל. אבל לך היו שאין יוכל ליק וסקול מן השני. בכל מוקים, כי משפולות דומוס על ארזר, שצריך לגן איפה להיפותר. נגלן יוכל לצביע מן המעד כבר היוש? המעד הרי היוש? יש, אבל הגזלן כן יש. שצריך לגן להיפותר מן הנגלן, כל זוכר באחר לחפור אחר ושאלו. This is the two days in days. this is good luck on you, Shepetu.
How can you work?
Huh?
How can you work for the Shlishi Tikkoinen?
Because he makes a nice gift. Because he made it possible for the Ganef to be Kene. Wherever he made it possible for the Ganef to be Kene, so I became the Kene lost. Because without me, you would have never been Kene. Why you had never been Kene? Not Shin Rishu. There's no need for Shin Rishu. Because you need a Kino. You needed a Kino. Kinoak boy. I made a Kinoak boy for you. It's not Kin. I want you to know, it's not Zohar Lodem Shlebi Fonov here. It's not a question of Zohar Lodem Shlebi Fonov. I made the Kinoak boy, and the Kinoak boy was Mitzurev to you. So since my kinyan clinched your kinyan yush, you need a kinyan, so the chayfet belongs to me. All you can ask me is that. It's not of course mommy, it's a kiyam nigzle gazle gazle nigzle gazle. But this is the second cheetah thing that a kiyam gzele does not suffice. He needs a simple mice kiyam the gazle to be zeche. To clinch the kinyonim. He has already schusim, the gazle has already schusim, to make a mice kiyam. So who makes a mice kiyam for him? He has schusim in the chayfet to make a mice kiyam. Who makes the mice kiyam for him? Anybody who takes it, tries to take it for himself. But to whom does it belong? To the Ganef, to the Nigdol? The answer, since the Ganef could not get a Chayfet, without a Maisekian, I made a Maisekian. So the Chayfet belongs to me. But while I make the Maisekian, who is the Kene? The Gazlan is the Kene, like a Yishish in the shoes. The Gazlan is the Kene, and the Chayfet belongs to whom?
To the
Kea. So he's dumb in my place. This is shit. Shit is a taser. This is a taser.
But I'm a
knoy. Just a moment. Not a knoy. It's not a knoy. On the contrary, I grab it. But since that gazlan has schusim in the chayfet, it's that gazlan ameakev. It means it's not for yourself. You cannot grab it for yourself. Wait a little. I have schusim in the chayfet. The yush is only addressed to me. The yush is only confined to me. You can have the Maisekian, but since I'm the Hore, so it means that without the Maisekian of the other fellow, he couldn't have gotten it. The other fellow cannot get it by himself, because the Yush is not a Yush of Havede, but the Yush is about the governor Gavre. So what happens here? The Chayfet belongs to the Rekeach, the Dom belongs to the Gavre. Whatever the Gazlan needs for a Shoveh belongs to him. This is the Halacha Yush. What is Lifnei Yush, the Halacha? That the Rekiach pays the no, that the Ganef no. There is a Rekiach. There is someone who is Marzik in the Chayfet of Yush Kidikone. But if Lifnei Yush, there is a second Ganef, a second Ganef, all right, by stealing the Chayfet from the Ganef, I prevent him from fulfilling the Asher. So I cause him damages. But this has nothing to do with Teis V'Shitef and Domim. You pay Domim only if what? If the Rekeach, if the Gazlan is Kene through the Rekeach Kinyan. But here the Gazlan is just talking about it. Here is the Aloch, as I told you. Since I am Chayim and he is Chayim, and I paid your Chayim, and you are Gan, you paid your Chayim.
Huh? You caused me to pay.
You caused me to pay the Chayim in full. That is, so you pay me because I said. So, it's basically Lifnei Yush and Teis V'Shiteh of Yush Kedi Kone that he pays them is two different Aloch. Yush Kedi Kone is simply like a case of Yush Shinu Rishus. Like Yush and Shinu Rishus. The difference only is that in Yush and Shinu Rishus, there is no Domim on me. Because why there is no Domim? Because he gives it to him, whatever it is, and you gave it to me. But if Yush Kidi Kone, you don't need the Shinu Rishus of the Gazlan, so I can grab. If I can seize the Chayfet, and this is the Maisekin which clinches it. So the chayfet belongs to the Malvik and the Domitan. Because I get a chayfet from the Gadol. But the Ganef Rishon doesn't get a chayfet from the Gadol. The Ganef Rishon is not. Leave the Yush, neither the Ganef Rishon is gained, nor the Ganef Shein is gained. Rotsa Mizeh gave it, Rotsa Mizeh gave it. So Rashi Shiti, Rotsa Mizeh gave it. Rotsa Mizeh gave it. I paid your chayf.
Now you pay it.
He's the mouth of the lady, you pay half only, and in Ganef you pay the full. The Ganef Sheni paid the full. If he collected from Ganef Sheni, the opposite, the Balabor decided that Ganef Sheni is the better risk, then he collects from Ganef Sheni, Ganef Rishon can pay half and equal to Ganef Sheni. You know? It's not like mouth of the lady. Because the Ganef Rishon, who will tell the Ganef Sheni who told you to steal? Who told you to steal from me? There was no need for stealing. Could have left it in my eyes. You see, it's only because you stole from me. Your chayef, that is the ma'aseh neved. Basically, the halacha is like that. That since you committed a ma'aseh neved, you cannot be potter. You're not potter. You've got to chayef. You're chayef mit hashlumim. But to whom do you pay? Not to the Balim, but you pay to whom? To the Ganef Rishon, if he paid to the Balim. The Peis Veshita and the Rashi, the two different halachas.
We actually second
God
up when he spoke the first time.
No.
The father
of Balim
was the third. Why did the second God up?
What?
The father of Balim, the
original Balim was the third. Yeah, the ability. He simply stole it, again if in a Ganef, or again in a Gazlem. Or it can be, for instance, if it was a mazik without mazik neve, or the muir leilo, mesheir neve, b'nei abe yoshen. Whether rashes aloche applies to pure mazik without any mazik neve, if I take it and I eat it, it's mazik neve. There is no need for kavones. Mitzvah kavones. Neve don't require kavones. If I take it in order to eat it, it's a mazik neve. But it means, for instance, or the muir leilo, I was sleeping and I broke it while sleeping. It's a mazik. Is Rotsa Mizeh gave, Rotsa Mizeh gave. Then might be a Rashi would say no. Since it's two Mechayvim, the Ganef Rishon, all right, actually I saved you, and I pray Chayv Shochaveri. But when you committed a Maise Gneiv HaMechayevet, the Risa Gneiv and the Maise Gneiv HaMechayevet, that's what results in the payment. Might be, and it might also be that he collects according to Rashi too. I would say, if you'd ask me, it's only Ganef min HaGanef or Gazlem min HaGazlem. Huh? I don't mean Ganef, Gazlem min HaGanef. I don't mean, whether the Maisi is Surin, a Maisi Gneiden. But if the Hezek was the muscle, for instance, unintentionally, or the Muilela Meshe, Ben Yoshein, I don't know. Simply according to Rashi, a Ganef must pay. Because the Chiyuv Gneve is a lava little tashlum. Let us speak with a little more seriously. Chiyuv Gneve is a lava little tashlum. And there is no Gneve without tashlum. In each Gneve, there is always tashlum. And it's not only tashlum. The Ganef cannot get away without tashlum. So whom does it pay? The Balim cannot collect twice, so whom does he pay? He pays the one who either protected him or saved him.
This is the second one
paying?
What
do you say?
The first
guy
now is paying
because
Ganef.
Yes, that I was not too sure yet. It's Beteras Ganef. If we say that the magic, no. But only Ganef, the Mistaber, Viter of Ganef.
It's Mechayev to pay his Viter of Ganef, that he pays him specifically, it's not because of Ganef.
Not because of Bali.
Yeah, it's Chiyuv to pay him.
He pays him.
Not because of Ganef.
Yeah, but the Chiyuv which you owe the Bali, he pays him.
Yeah.
So it means the Chiyuv, Gnev. You owe the Bali,
but not you. He
pays
him. The Rambam
is
not. Just the Rambam here to write.
The Rambam says the Misham Lakeram Belvad means the Bali, not the Ganef.
The Rambam is the right to the Rav that according to Rambam, basically Yehi Shalom would be kind.
Yes.
That a Machiv Hashem, the way he words it.
Yes.
And Tov HaKamok, Ein Mishan Tishlom Yabob HaKamish L'Ganef HaRim, Shrei Din HaBehem HaZos, Lach Lo Be'en Olubolim, V'lo Kona HaGanef, Olubolim, V'lo Kona HaBal.
Shalom is Lach Lo
Be'en. That's the only?
Ein HaGinef HaGanef, Mishav Tashlom Yikifu HaMar.
Yeah.
bishlem le gane frishle mishalim, le gunat beise ish, vele im beise gane. Ele bailim nishale. Lach shmamino zele vishen nishale, vezele vishen bershuse. So the Gemara is very difficult. I would say certainly that there is a kosuli that he doesn't pay to the bailim. As far as the ganev is concerned, you need agder hakosuf. What do you need agder hakosuf? What for? The ganev is not a balim. The ganev should be a chayiv in gevur for himself. The ganev making a profit on gevur. Yeah. So what does the Gemara say? Why doesn't he pay to the balim? Why isn't it a gevur based balim? Apparently, because any pshus, it means the afkoy. What makes the second gevur? What cancels the character of Gneve from the second and the performance, that the second removal of the Chayitz in the base Gana is not a Gneve related to the Bailin, is because the Bailus has been mitigated, already affected by the first Gana. That's what's not Birshuse. It's Afkoyes Bailin. The Bunaf Beis Ish and Beis Gana implies Afkoyes Bailus. There is not enough Bailus on the part of the Bailin Moreshenim that should result in a Mechayiv of Keful. The Mechayiv of Keful, you need more Bailus. For instance, they have no Bailus to be Makne. Once they have no Bailus to be Makne, they cannot be Mechayiv of Keful. That's how Rabbi Yechanan arrived at this conclusion. But what is difficult in Gemara? Bishlam il ganef rishlam yishalem v'gunat m'beisi ish v'leim m'beisa ganef. Why don't you? Why? What do you need a Gerta Kosuf? With the Yush, to say that the Kinyonic Zele would render the status of the Ganev Rishon, I mean, that of Bailus, which would result in a Mechayiv of Keful, perhaps in Igre, it doesn't make sense. So the answer is, I would say, as follows. The Gerta Kosuf is like that. Without a Gzeres HaKosuf, just a moment. Without a Gzeres HaKosuf, just a moment. Let's not do anything. It's followed. The Gemara doesn't. More like that. Adr Gzeres HaKosuf, Agunav Beis Ish and Beis HaGanev, exclude him from paying Keful to the Ganev. And if the fact that he doesn't pay to the Balim, he's not Gzeres HaKosuf, it's simply a different halacha. Because there is no Balim vis-a-vis the Ganev Sheni, there is no Balim. The Balim have lost their status. Because the Gnev is Ayin Ibashusi. The Chayfet, as far as Keful is concerned, does not belong to the Balim anymore. But the Gzeres HaKosuf is that he doesn't pay what? He's going to pay the Ganev Rishon. Why should he pay the Ganev Rishon? I'll tell you what. The halacha would be like that. As the without the Gzeres HaKosuf of the Gunav from Beis Ish, plain Pesach, Bailim, he does not pay the Bailim, he apparently would appear his Svorah. That's what? Birshus. Seeing the Chayfet is not Bershusa, so he's not a Bailim actually. The Chayfet has been taken away from the Bailim before, and by taking away he forfeited Menes Chusim Momein, and Kinyonim, there is no Ganef Rish, there is no Bailim. He hasn't got a Bailim whom to pay. In the face. Fine. This is if you take the first Gneve and the second Gneve, and you hold them apart. There is a one Maisek Neve, there is a one Maisek Neve, and there is a second Maisek Neve. So the second Maisek Neve following the first Maisek Neve is not related to any Balim, because the Balim got lost. Because the Ganef Rishon somehow rescinded the Rishus HaBalim, it's not Rishus. Yeah. But however, if you take both Maisek Neves, you say it's one Maisek Neve. The Ganef Sheni pays also like in Rambam. The Rambam says that Tavrei Shasi pays Keful. Why does he pay Keful?
Why is that? The good of me is a Yiddish. And I can't have a Yechene and it's a Yiddish of a Shusser already. Why is it higher in Gevon? According to Rambam, now the Kashi becomes more complicated. Why is Tavre Yishasi Peis Gevon? For the Tavre Yishasi, Gunaf Beitaganev. She said the same Ganev is not for Gunaf Beitaganev. The reason for Gunaf Beitaganev is not because it's not a Gzerzakosu related to the Beis HaGamev. The Gzerzakosu is it's based upon the Aloche that the Bailin have lost their status. A forfeited Amin, their Kinyonim. And actually Bailin have lost Amin, the Kinyonim in Chayfetz, by the first Maisig Neve. So what is the answer? So the Ratram becomes very difficult. So what's the answer? To take the first Maisig Neve and the second Maisig Neve, he's not chayev for the second Maisig Neve alone. If I were mechayev him for the second Maisig Neve alone, then it's a plain again if Naganov, particularly the Gemara interprets. The Gemara interprets not Aloche again if Naganov. The Aloche is again if chayev gonov, not again if Naganov. Again, if Chayfetz, you're Gonov. Because a Chayfetz, which is Gonov, is not owned by the Bailim anymore. I mean, the Bailim have lost the Chayfetz. So there is no Bailim. No, the second time Tavri Shasi, what kind of a Chayfetz does he steal? Which was stolen before. So the Chayfetz are Chayfetz Shusay. Could the Bailim be Magdish this Chayfetz before the Tavri Shasi? And since the Bailim couldn't be married to the Chayfetz for Tavri Yishasi, so the Chayfetz doesn't belong to the Bailim anymore. It's Ha'ini Bershuse. Ha'ini Bershuse, this is Gemara's reason, Rabbi Yechon's reason for Ein Haginim v'Haganav Mishalom Dashon Kefil LeBailim. Why the Tavri Yishasi pays Kefil? So their answer is that to buy Haginim min Haganav is only the second Ganav can be only Chayef for his first Maisig Neve. For his second Maisig Neve, and the Maisig Neve was related to Chayfetz Agonov. Chayfetz Agonov is a Bailim who has Chayfetz. A Chayfetz which has no Bailim. So that's why there is okay. But in Agenif Min Atzme, Agenif Min Atzme, if he steals from himself, he pays not only the Mechayev, not only the first Maisig, the second Maisig Neve, but the first Maisig Neve as well. And come as many as well, and that time the Chayfetz was Ayin and Roshusa. Wait, Roshusa. Huh? What's Roshusa? This is the only answer on the Rambam. Otherwise, the Rambam, you see where he said, Genev Naganev, but not from himself. But this is only if it were Abzer Zakos. So you could say the good of Mesish and Mesakanev, but again, if the base acts me is higher. But there is no good of Mesish and Mesakanev. It is simply a Genev, a Chayfetz, Gonov. He's in a high bekeifer, as Rabbi Yechonon, the right for me, the Allah, Afinei Bershusi, because there is of course Balim involved in it. You see, there is of course Balim involved in it, was of course Balim involved before Tavri Shasi. Could the Balim be Magdish? So the answer is that Amachayim is not the state of Tavri Shasi alone. It's a combination of Tavri Shasi in the first Maisek Meir. So, but as far as Tuganovim are concerned, we don't say it. Correct? We don't say it. But however, this is the Zerzakosov, because you don't say it. But without the Zerzakosov, it says, well, that Ganev, the Gnevish Rishino, together with the Gnevish Nio, is Mechayev and Ganev Shein as well. I would say the same thing which I say on one Ganev, I would say on two Ganev. That the Ganev and the Ganev, who told you to break into my house and to steal? So Yachayev, the Mechayev is not only the Gnevish Rishino. So then there would be a Chayev Kefu on the part what? Ah? Of course the Balin, but a Ganef Rishon, but the Alochi is, would be a Chayev Kefu. But the Balin, there would be a Chayev Kefu. It would be one Maisek Neve. But the Balin wouldn't be able to collect from Ganef Sheni. Because the Ganef Sheni wouldn't be there about the Rav. We don't know the Ganef Sheni. We don't know the Ganef Sheni. So the Balim would collect from Ganev Rishon for the Ganev Sheni. So that's what the Ganev Sheni would have to pay. The Ganev Sheni is chayev in kefil, very simple. The Ganev Sheni is chayev in kefil. Let us say like that. Uvedadik v'akosu v'gunav v'meisu yish. Is the Ganev Sheni would be chayev in kefil? To whom chayev in kefil? It's nonsensical to say to the Ganev. What is the Ganev chayev? To the Balim. But the Baalim couldn't collect from Gan Eshein. Because the Gan Eshein said, "Lav la bal dvorim idea. Go to the Gan Efrishim." So Gan Efrishim would pay. Gan Efrishim pays what? Kefil. And this is the aloche that Gan Efrishim would collect from Gan Eshein. So this is the aloche. Bishleim ele Gan Efrishim leim eshal and the gunaf in the yish leim beis abaylim leim beis aganev. Beis aganev. It means, just a moment, if the Gan Efrishim pay the kefil, that's what you have to say. You have to say it differently. If the Gan Efrishim pay the kefil, the Gan Efrishim pay the kefil, actually. So the Gan Efsheni doesn't have to pay him the kefil, because, just a moment, let me, I have to break it. Let's say, is the pshat as follows. Basically, the gane ain't at least lame le gane frishle mishalem. Le mishalem means bishleme. If you say the gane frishle mishalem, bishleme are schaiving cave. No, the banim collected from gane frishin. If you would say this aloch, that is schaiving cave. But the Baalim collect from Ganefrishim, they could have collected from him too. But the Ganef collected from Baalim from Ganefrishim. So actually, since the Baalim collected from Ganefrishim, he was again from Ganefrishim. So Kefil would be the same category as Ker. So the Ganefrishim would come back to the Ganef Sheni and collect the Kefil, because I paid for you. Just a moment, but this is the Gzeret HaKosev, the Gunaf Beis Yishuv and Beis HaGanev, that HaGanev Sheni does not pay. If you would say, you have to say in the Gemara like that, if you would say that the Gunaf Beis Yishuv and Beis HaGanev does not relieve the Ganev Sheni of Kefil, that's how you have to interpret the Gemara, does not relieve the Gav Sheni. The Gav Sheni has to pay Kefil. Yeah, has to pay Kefil. But the halacha is that the Gan Efrishim cannot collect the Kefil from Gan Efsheni if he paid, because the Kerani can collect with taking Rashi into consideration. The Kerani collect, the Kefil he cannot collect. This is going to be Yishalim Beis Haganef, that the Gan Efrishim cannot collect the Kefil from the Gan Efsheni. This is only if the Baalim collected from Gan Efrishim, that a Gan Efrishim is not cheder and the Gan Efsheni to collect the Kefil. But the Baalim is shalem, but why shouldn't the Baalim have the choice to collect the Kefil directly from Gan Efsheni? You see, we interpret the Gemara like that. You understand this? We interpret the Gemara like that. Bishlem ele Gan Efrishim, that he doesn't have to pay Kefil, Gan Efrishim as a Baalim. Is he good enough to pay Seish? But why doesn't he have to pay Kefil? To the original Baalim. It means, I interpret the Gemara a little differently. There's a little twist the way I interpret the Gemara. I say, Bishlem ele Gan Efrishim Shalem. Bishlem, if you should say that a Baalim can collect. This means, Bishleime, if the aloche means only what? That a Gan Efrishim cannot collect from Gan Efsheni Kefil. But basically, Gan Efsheni is chayev in Kefil. And the Baalim, if they wanted, they could collect. The Baalim they wanted. But the Baalim collect from Gan Efrishim, they chose the Gan Efrishim. Who cares about it? They felt it's more convenient. So then the Gan Efrishim cannot be chayzer, cannot come back to the Gan Efsheni. The way he does with the Keren, according to Rashi, and demand the Kefil, then we understand the Gzeres HaKosev. This is the Gunaf Beis Yish, the Leme Beis HaGanef. We understand what the Gunaf Beis Yish is. But if you say that the Gunaf Beis Yish means not only that he doesn't pay to the Gan Efrishim if the Baalim chose to collect from Gan Efrishim, but it means that the Baalim can never collect from Gan Efsheni. This is the Gzeres HaKosev. It's not a Svore, I want you to understand. The Gemara is the Gzeres HaKosev. If you say the Kriyas HaKosuv does not apply to the Baalim can collect some water.
Either one
they want the Kefil. But the Alochi is that the one they collected from Ganef Rishon, the Ganef Sheni does not pay the Ganef Rishon. The Gemara understands the Kriyas HaKosuv in the Rishon Lohim Beis HaBaalim. The Ganef cannot collect Kefil, the Ganef Rishon cannot collect Kefil from Ganef Sheni, even though he saved him from a payment. But if you say the halacha is Rigunach as it is, it actually is halacha. Rigunach basically means that Ganev is not only that Ganev Rishon cannot collect the kefil from Ganev Sheni if he pays to the Baalim. But even the Baalim cannot collect the kefil. So why shouldn't the Ganev Rishon, the Ganev Sheni pay to the Baalim? What is the halacha from the Gezeirat HaKosuv? So in this Gezeirat HaKosuv, what halacha is it? What halacha is it? As a Eine Birshus say. Otherwise it's difficult. How does Rabbi Yechon know what Eine Birshus say? Who told Rabbi Yechon what Eine Birshus say? What is that? Svora Trova halacha? Where did Rabbi Yechon find the Eine Birshus say? He finds the Eine Birshus say in what does he find? It's not the Vaguna from Beis. Take a look at Rambam. I can't even I can't even spot what the Ram say against Ram spot on the cable. Why does Ram say against Ram? Huh? What is To Kefil and Ganef Sheni to Ganef Rishon. The Gemara means like that. If you interpret that the Gezeirat HaKosuv is only that the Ganef Rishon cannot collect from Ganef Sheni Kefil if he paid the Kefil, but the Baalim can collect Kefil from Ganef Sheni, we understand the Aloche from Gunaf Beis Rishon Beis HaGanef. But if you interpret the Aloche that the Baalim cannot collect Kefil from Ganef Sheni either, what kind of Aloche is it? So their answer is, this is halacha because Sheni Birshus. That's what the Gemara says. You understand how I say? Gemara says, Bishleim ele Ganef Rishon leim ishalem if he paid Kefil. And the Baalim chose to collect a Kefil from him. We're going to have Beishim is a Ganef. Elo eib the interpret that he doesn't owe Kefil to the Baalim. El the Baalim ishalem is, why shouldn't the Baalim collect from him? Alaf shmamino. לפי זה שאיני שלאי ולא זה פי שאיני ברשוסי. אידי הלוכף מגונה בייס איש, אידי הלוכף ואיני ברשוסי. This is the הלוכף. It's not the way you say the הלוכף in המשל עם כיפה לבעלה מזה הסבורה. It's not a סבורה. It's also the הקוסם. But there's a קוסם וגונה בייס איש, הצעף כוי איפה רשוסי. That's how I would like to interpret the Gemara. Otherwise the Gemara doesn't make sense to me. What do you mean? If Ashove is Mafkia, since Ashove is Mafkia, so what do you watch the Rambam? Say the Lashna Rambam. The Gomer Mershusam doesn't mean Beisuish. It doesn't mean Rabbi Yechon's Mershusam. It means Beisuish. And the first, all right, why don't they pay to the Gazlan? I would say it seems Mershuskonic. But Aloha, the Ashove is Avkoe. The Ashove is Avkoe. And I would say like that. The Ashove is Avkoe. No, but still, I would pay Kefil. Why would I take evil? The very moment there is a second gneve, the very moment there is a second gneve. As balus for hegdesh, and these are shoves. Yeah, I would say, yeah. Yeah, the Rambam confirms what I said before.
Yeah.
That he or she is kene, but the ashove is a mitzvah ashove and the chet of tzitzer, and the brothers may succeed. Yeah, whatever does not satisfy me, what do you need a gzirsa kosef for? All right, since ashove is matkir, a kene yush, why do I need a gzirsa kosef? It doesn't pay the ashove kefal from God. It doesn't satisfy me. Of course, it proves my point. But doesn't satisfy.
It seems to Ramon does because of what he wants to say as far as paying the bowl. Because if there is a custom applied to paying the guy, why would he have to have the whole explanation, Shari, you know, behemoth goes? He's just explaining that Yishlo Khan.
Yeah.
That's all he says. He doesn't pay the gun because of Yishlo Khan. Why Yishlo Khan? He has a plan. Then he says, I
the more Allah Yishlo Khan. Yishlo the Ram apparently didn't understand if it's listening to Yush, what I want. The Ram interprets listening to Bible and Mishal and Lacha Yush. That's what the Ram
interprets.
Ah? God will not see Asha Bale. Yeah, Bishle Melekan if Rishon Lim. He never pays, means Lacha, this is a Kosovo, means Lacha Yish. At Lacha Yish. Yeah, the guy is Nish, but the Kosovo is Bailam Shal Yeh. But Lacha Yish, the Kosovo of Lacha Yish. The Kosovo is Lacha Yish, Lacha Yish he pays. What do you need as the Kosovo of Lacha Yish, since Yish Kedile Kone, he told me because he's Kene, the risky Yorim. All right, the risky Yorim, so money share.
This is exactly, just like we said in Hegdish. That we need a special derech because of Gunnar Nisi Shlom Beis Hegdish. Even though he's a Bible, the only thing he can do with it is give it away to Hegdish. There's not sufficient Bible to marry Chato. I am paying it, but the only thing I can do with it is give it back to the Bible. Such Kinyanim are not sufficient.
The Hegdish. Okay, is this bar is not enough to resolve the chiyuv kefal? The chiyuv kefal is fiyush kedilei kone in general would be no ki in yush, so it would mean that it's a kosher. There is a ki in yush, but the hashove is mafkia, so it's only not kene with regard to hashove. So that's not mechayev kefal. The bar is not mechayev kefal. This is a flacha yush. That's what Ram says. All right. But if you interpret it completely exclusively like a flifne yush, is the only way I try to interpret it. That means bishlem gan frishlem mishalem means it pays to the balim. The gunav beisar yishlem beisar ganet. The balim mishalem means for why can't the balim collect directly from ganet sheni? That's the din from the gunav beisar yishlem as the visheni bershus. Because it's difficult. What bothers me, you understand very well, that the Gemara needs a Gzeirat HaKosov to exclude the Ganef Rishon from the group of Bailim which would be mechayvim in Kefal. Very difficult. Very difficult. According to Rashi, that's what I would say. Mishle Ganef Rishon le Mishalim, if he paid to the Bailim the Kefal, Gunef Mishle and Visa Ganef, Elo le Bailim Mishalim. Means why can't the Balin listen? Why can't the Balin collect from him? What's the reason why the Balin? Well, the Ganef Rishon, this is Aloche. Even the Ganef Rishon paid, and even the Ganef Rishon paid, and the Ganef Sheni is Eicha Mechayev, and I told you, it's one Mechayev. The Ganef Rishon and the Ganef Sheni is one Mechayev. If you would say there is Kefal. So why shouldn't he pay the Ganef Sheni, the Ganef Rishon? So the answer is because the Sefer Gzeirat HaKosov. But the Ganef Rishon cannot collect the case from him. But why can't the Balim collect? The answer is a pain in the bush. That's what I could do. Otherwise, the Gemara is very difficult. Why did it occur to me? Because of Rashi. Rashi says, Kern, the Ganef Rishon, so the Ganef Rishon pays the Kern and collects from Ganef Sheni. You can say that the Gesakosa Gunev Rishon and pays a Ganef, is a Ganef Rishon pays the Kefal and would collect from Ganef Sheni. The Gesakosa, he cannot collect from Ganef Sheni. But basically the Bailim should be able to collect. The Bailim and Mailim Shalom, why can't the Bailim be a collector, the king? Because the rest of the Rabbi and the Reis are made of his Bailim. Stop it for a second. If Anu Ma'asov, you don't need any definition. Simply, the Mechir of the Mechayev. If Le'anu Ma'asov, then two definitions are possible. One definition is, it is a Ma'ase Mechire with regard to Chiyuv, and there is Chalaisa Mechire with regard to Chiyuv, and that's why the Rambam says, that Amechalach Alamed, Vuhukra Agame Bentayim, בינתיים, he doesn't pay any capel, the question is, who cares? We mean, Mechira not Chal. Mechira is not a Mechira anyway. So who cares? Only a Maisi Mechira, there was a Maisi Mechira. So who cares whether Mechira was Lach Alamed or Shlela Alamed? Miyad, there is a Maisi Mechira. When we Chalais, there is no Chalais. The answer, there is a Chalais. When we Chalais, the Chalif Nehiyush, the answer is the Gartu Dal Veder, the Maisi Mechira and the Chalais HaMechira. And the Chalais HaMechira. Dal Veder, the Maisi Mechira and the Chalais HaMechira. And that's why if they discover the ganef, it means the chifet is not a chifet at bonuf anymore. When the chalei samchir is supposed to mature. So there is no chir. This is what? It's the mechir and mechayevet. Not b'teres chet, not b'teres, not b'teres, not b'teres gneire, mechir is a mechayevet. No chatoin. No chatoin is a mechir. Oh no, the mechir is a mechayevet. Beteras Maisa Vere, not Beteras Mechire. Beteras Maisa Vere, I won't emphasize, I didn't have it before. If Mechire is Mechire, Beteras Avere, who says Avere? No Avere. Who speaks about Avere? Mechire is Mechire. But then the question is, Rav Sheshe's question, Atanu Maisa Vere, is almost insoluble. What do you mean? Learning. The answer is that Rav Nachman thinks Anu Maisa. But Anu Maisa doesn't mean Anu Maisa is universally in regard to Dalet Vehe. Yeah. Or the way Rav Akiva says Shona Bechet means Amechayev is Mechire Beteres Maisa Vere. What kind of a Maisa Vere is it? A repetition of Gneve. The Rambam says that Avre Shasye is a Gneve and a Pekit, a repetition of Gneve. But not all Avre Shasye is Mechayev in Dalet Vehe. This is a Gersa Kosu. A repetition of the Maisa Vere of Gneve, Sheva said, Vira Mechire, is Mechayev. So the question is, if this is the case, you don't need Chaleisa Mechire. When is Chaleisa Mechire? It's not a loch of Chaleis, it's a loch of Maisa Mechire, of Maisa Gneve, Prut, Vira Mechire. So why is Lach Alamed no good? Not Lach Alamed. Lach Alamed no good, because if it's Maisa Gneve, is the Maisa Vere is not the Maisa Mechire, but when he has to surrender the Chavit, turn over the Chavit, and turning over the Chavit will take place, Lach Alamed. That's what we have said. That's what they have said. Nachher, what else did they say? Nachher da loche af schichas. Rashi interprets Lishikno l'shleishim yeim, not Lach l'shleishim yeim, but Bechir l'zman. Mechir al-Zman, and then the question is, what's wrong with Mechir al-Zman? So Rashi says, is the way if we should say that not Mechir is the Mechayev, Mechir is Maise Gneve, is Mechayev Avere, is Lamed Yeim, is not a Maise Gneve, because the Behemoth will be returned back and returned back. But Rashi has a different in that. We said it that the Maise Avere Mechayev in Rashi. Because Rashi is Mazbir, Eichet, and Re'af al-Gav, Le'an, Chai, Ve'rachmone, Heil, Vishon, Ubechet. That's what Rashi said. If Le'an, Maso, Vida, Mechayev, not Mechire, but Maisa, Ve'rav, Gneve, he repeated. I mean, I committed all over again. That's what Rashi said, Le'an, Maso. Yeah. But however, Rashi, Lach, Alamed, thinks that the reason is not because of Maisa, Ve'rav, not Lach, Alamed, Rashi, Lach, Alamed, Lamed him is also Maisa Vera, Maisa Gneve. What different from me? A king of his man is also Maisa Gneve. So Rashi says because it is Chiras. It is Chiras. Yeah, so we have brought in, we have introduced the Rambam and the Raimel. A Meichel is man Kotsu, whether he is permitted to change the physical appearance or the physical shape, the topography of the property. All right, it is just, frankly, we haven't exhausted that. But all right. story. Yes, according to the Rambam, since his mutter, his work, it's like he in a goof, why shouldn't he be chayev in Daladay? Perhaps it's a hekesh, matvirosh nechazeret as mechirosh nechazeret. But the Rambam himself happens to interpret, not leilamed yein, but lachalamed. What the Rambam thought of leilamed yein, we don't know. Perhaps a mechir lezman is chayev. We don't know in Rambam. We don't know him. But in Rashi, in Schirez, so he asked, I mean, matter of fact, I quoted the Gemara, he asked, why does the Gemara say, Linyan in Noe, the Gemara says that Schirez was Yeme Mechire Hare, Mechire Le Yeme Hare. And here on the contrary, I'm a Schire Le Yeme, so Rashi says, is Schirez, it's not a Mechire. Again, the Hekesh from Tficho Shene Chazeres, Mechire Shene Chazeres might be the answer. Well, he said something else, that if we are dealing with the mice of the transaction itself, is chiras mechira, of course it's mechira. But if I make, what I give away, what I give away guf adova, I give away schus etashmas, is chiras mechira. If you deal with the question whether the chifetz is mochur, there's a difference between mechira and schira. Schira, the chifetz is not mochur, because the chifetz will come back. So even though you don't need the chifet be a mocher, a meisem mechire. Vor raye. The mechayev is not the chifet a mocher, but the meisem mechire is a mechayev in a noye, because the Gemara speaks about almana shemach alay a noye. About Naisha Be'at, Nai Master Mashkosa Dadeiro. It means the Maisa Mechire. I try to make such a Maisa Mechire which should not result in what? In annoyance. I try to make a Maisa Kedushin which should not result in Serchus Veinach. It is the Maisa Mechire of the Mechaim. But in the old way, not a Maisa Mechire of the Kanef of Mechaim. The Cheft is a Mochum. That's what we have said. Then came up the problem. As a matter of fact, I kept it for the time until we started the thesis. Okay. The Shane Mishalam and the Kern, so Russia is the Gamet Rishon. It's a ninth hour Russia. The Gamet Rishon. If he hadn't said it, we had not run. The Gamet Rishon. Pashas is Mishalam and the Kern. The Gamet Rishon. The Bailam. The Bailam to Bailam. The Gamet Rishon. Of course, the immediate reaction is that the Gamet Rishon collects Kern because it's a Bailam. Makes no sense. It's nonsense. You have to say just one collocation. A Gamet Rishon collects Kern when he pays. When he doesn't pay, he doesn't collect. This everybody will agree with me. He should make profit a Gamet Rishon. Rashi Nishalim Kern, Nishalim Kern a Gamet Rishon, then he pays. And this is the aloche. If I pay the Gamet Rishon, if I pay, so I can, because you are also Gamet, so I collect from you. So I collect from you. It means that a Gamet Rishon would not lose. Because for simple reason. For simple reason. See, a Gamet should pay. If he can't pay the Baalim, he pays somebody else. But who should pay to whom? It depends whose Gamet I am. You understand? If a Gamet Rishon cannot pay to them, a Gamet Sheni can say, on the contrary, why should you get away with paying nothing? The answer is because I didn't steal. I am not your Gamet. You see, if you pay the Kern to the Ganef Rishon, so Ganef Rishon will get away with nothing. Correct?
He's paying as much as he would have paid
anyway. Huh?
He's paying as much as he would have
paid. Who is paying?
The Ganef Rishon.
Well, the Ganef Rishon pays Kern.
He's giving back the Kern.
Somebody gets better Kern for Ganef Sheni, huh?
But the Ganef Rishon had a Chayfet. He would have to give back the Chayfet. So instead he sold the Chayfet to...
No, of course not.
So the chayfet that he would have had to give back to the Bailim.
Oh, you mean the Ganef Rishon lost the chayfet anyway, correct? You are right. He lost the chayfet. The Ganef Rishon is always a loser. The Ganef Rishon is a loser. Why the Ganef Rishon is a loser? No, he's not a loser.
No, he's saying it's the Ganef Sheni caught
him. Oh, the Ganef Sheni caught him. Yeah, that's exactly what I want to say. Because you are responsible for that I paid. Yeah, correct, that's what I want to say. Because you are my gun if I didn't steal anything from you. It's exactly what I wanted to say. Because you are responsible, but what I lost the care. This is the halacha.
And in conjunction with that, this is the Gemara. No, never mind this. Forget this. This is something else. The Gemara. That the Gemara wants to say that actually in the Gunav Mezishl and Beis Aganev, at not Afkoes Gneve, but Afkoes Chiyuv of what? Of the Aganev Sheni, if what? In the Aganev Rishon pays. And this is the halacha that the Aganev Rishon cannot collect from Aganev Sheni. He can collect the keren, but he cannot collect the keif. Because that's what the Gemara wanted to say. This is the halacha. This is the halacha. If this is the pshat in the Gemara, is Rashi's halacha plain. That a God, that is two ganovim, the same chayfetz ha-konuv, two ganovim, two maisek neves, is if the ganef rishon pays, he may collect from the ganef sheni. You need a special gzeres ha-kosuv, gulam beisu yish, that in the kefil no, but the keren is collectible. This is not. Then we came to Teisves. Then we picked up the Teisves. The 2 days in Teisves. The Anochet, I'll tell you frankly, I didn't know, but someone told me, I don't know the recent Sforim and Bamekam and Metzir, which are published by the various Rashiris from there over, I don't know, I've never seen them in the Metzir. In general, I look into that, I study very little Achenim. Sometimes they taste in the Sivis, and sometimes they have Shach, not a doubt about it. Tell me, Dore Borbel from Ruben, probably you have everything. So does he say the same thing that Tawir says? He says differently. Huh? What do you say? Not the same. So it means there is no plagiarism in our power. Plagiarism is to be. I haven't seen it. I've never seen a Sefer. I didn't know that there's a Sefer on the camera. I didn't know. It's called Birka Shmuel, someone told me last Friday. I don't know. Not my mind. I don't know. But does it discuss the same yonim? Yeah, but the Rabbi Ber is very hard to get. Huh? Of course it was yonim. I knew him very well. It was very hard. He was his amkes. The Chaim used to say his amkes. They grace as the shas at the gate came only to good. He never gets to the bottom, that's the thing. The depths, so it's a bottomless pit, you see. Yes. So you keep on sinking. That's Reb Chaim's, and this is the reason. It takes even Reb Chaim's there. And Reb Chaim's there, and he begins to, what the Rebbe means, what he meant, so usually you don't know. Anyway. I would like to take a look. I mean, when I'll finish Merube, I'll finish Merkami, I'll give you this. I don't know. So this is usually in yeshivas, I mean, more or less, in yeshivas, they used to say that actually the question, the 2 days in Pesach is whether a third person can be Zeche in the it is not correct because it's very Yiddish or Aveide with Patrat Maisa. That will be Patrat Maisa. And Pesach said that even if a third person can collect his Chayri Maisa, not Efker. And second would be not Domin. What kind of Domin then would be after a small Lechkule? So why should I pay Domin to the Gazan? Because the Gazan, if he had had the Chayvet, could have made profit on the Chayvet. So what is it? So basically it's Yush of Gzele, and Yush of Gzele means Megabre Megabre. The only question is, what is the Maisekin? How can you get a Chifetz which didn't belong to you without a Maisekin? It's according to the first parents, what is the Maisekin? Ah, what is Yush itself? Yush itself, the previous king in Gzele. The Akboye, the initial Akboye from Gzele, like in Shinui. The previous king Gzele. The second territory is that king previous Gzele has no relationship to Yush. It is related to Shinui, but not to Yush. Yush needs another Maisi king. But the Maisi king can be king only for one person under the sun, for the Gadol. But who should make it? The Gadol. The Gadol doesn't make it, so he doesn't have a Chayim. So who makes it? A third person. But it's only a king which is related to whom? To Gadol. But since the Gadol couldn't get it without the kinyan, so the Gadol is king of the Chayfetz and turns it over, ipso facto to whom? To the third person.
but there is Domen. And that's why there is Domen, because the third person gets the Chifetz not from the Nigel, nor does he get it from the Hefker, but he gets from Gadol. Otherwise, there would be no Domen. This is today. All right. For tomorrow...
Yes, no?
The Piyush Vishnu actually is a Kenyan which assigns the Chayfetz to the Gazan. The Gazan is Kenyan, the Gazan acquires the Chayfetz through Yiyush Vishnu Rishus. By his giving away the Chayfetz to the Ganev, he acquires the Chayfetz first. And then it's given away to the... Or it's not a question, I don't know whether this happens in succession or it's simultaneous performance. It's like Kinyoni Vaknuose Boim Kiachas. But anyway, there is apparently Das Makne on the part of the Ganesh. There is Das Makne. Even though the Das Makne is simultaneous, concurrent with the Kinyan Achefetz, through the Rekeach, but there is a smack. It means the Rekeach receives the Chayfetz from Ganef. The best proof is the Tesis considers the Korm as related to the Gazlan as a pilot. The Psul is due to something else which has nothing in common with the Balef, because that needs a Vavavar. If this be the definition, that Yish Shinner Rishus first assigns the Chayfetz to the Gazlan, and then the Gazlan turns over or transfers the Chayfetz to the Keach, even if both happen simultaneously, then we have no problem about Dalad Vehei at all. Since the Mechirei was actually the result of the Gazlan's Das Makne, of the Gazlan's Mechirei, of the Gazlan's transaction, so he is considered a Mecher. And since he's a Mecher, he incurs the Chiyuv of Dalad Vehei, correct? It's no problem. The problem is, according to the second definition, of Dalad Vehei, that actually the Rekeach is not Zeche, does not acquire a Chayfetz from the Gazlan, but does acquire a Chayfetz from whom? From the Nigel. And what is Shinei Rishus only? Shinei Rishus is only to make it possible for the Rekeach to be considered as under the category, to be classified under the category of Bepiros Riyon. So if I grab it from the Gazlan, so it's Bisuros Riyon. Since if the Gazlan gives it away to me, even though the Gazlan is not a Bailin, because according to that, the Gazlan is not Kenev Shinei Rishus. The Shinei Rishus has no application to the Gazlan. The Gazlan actually all it does is what? It can give away to someone else. Yeah, and his giving away is effective. I mean, to what extent is it effective, his giving away? It's effective to the extent that the second one is not considered a Gazlan. Isure, but Betere, it is after Yush. Betere also the Yodei. Betere also the Yodei. And what? And it is. And then the Yush clinches the Kinyan. But the Kinyan is a direct one from the Nigzel to the Kinyan. So that's why the Ramban says, in the first day, that the Psu Korb is not only because of Mitzvah of Avere, but simply only Balim Nekol. But it's not the Nigel, it doesn't belong to the Nigel, because why? There was no Hefger Nigel. The Nigel, you cannot impose a Korb upon one Bal Kochel. And the Nigel not a Magdish, there wasn't that Smakne. There wasn't that Smakne on the part of the Nigel. Somehow through Yush, the Hegdesh got it from him, from whom? From the Nigel. The Gazlan doesn't belong to the Gazlan either, because the Gazlan Hegdesh is not a Smakne. The Gazlan Hegdesh is only makes it makes it possible for Hegdesh to be a Beteir Osa Veyore, a nice Hegdesh. But actually, what clinches the Hegdesh? The Yerush. The Yerush. Look, the question is in such a case. Why is the Gazlan Chayev Dalad Vehe? Why is the Gazlan Chayev Dalad Vehe? Since there is no direct mechira from the Gazlan to the Ganef, actually from the Gazlan, from the Ganef to the Rekeach, actually a schiye which takes place between the Rekeach and the Nignef. So the Gazlan actually, what the Gazlan did is making it possible for the Rekeach, he should be considered the Teros of the Yoreh. The question is, why is it Mechira Daladre? Offhand, you would say that Mechira means Das Makna. If the Gazlan utilizes his Das Makna. But since the Gazlan cannot utilize his Das Makna, so it's not Mechira. So, Lacha Yush, I mean, even though the Rekeach is Kene, acquired the Chetz, Bishin Rishus and Yush, it is still the Gazlan is not involved in the transaction. The transaction is links up the Rekeach with whom? With the Nignef. So and the Gazlan is eliminated. Of course, the Kashya becomes a little more, I would say, conspicuous, obvious, if you say that I come to the Ri, and the Ri does say that the Rekeach does not require das Kene, even if he imposed the object upon the Rekeach. Not lo muchsin chamer, but lo chamer acher is considered shiner shus. Machleket between Ri and Rabbeinu Tam. No, if so, it means. What do you mean das makne? How can there be das makne without das kene? You understand very well. So it isn't das makne. It's only somehow substituting the Rekeach for the Gazlan, but the difference is only that a Gazlan is what is besura so the yode and the Rekeach. He's Beteiros Reyoneh. And still, he'll pay, according to Teishit, according to Bri, most probably. Even Bal Koche, he'll pay Dalvehe. It would be difficult to say that according to Teishit, the Ri, is if the Rekeach agreed to accept the share, he'll pay Dalvehe. But if he didn't agree, he would not pay the Ganef. Because what difference does it make? I mean, the share belongs to the Keach in all cases. I mean, whether the Keach agreed or the Keach, I mean, was coerced to do so, the share belongs to the Keach. And since the share belongs to the Keach, why shouldn't he pay Dalet? Why should he pay Dalet? Hey, since Bal Koche, the Mechir is effective in Bal Koche, Shoshal Keach. Basically, it's not only a problem with regard to Daladrei. The problem extends a little further. It extends to Gdushna as well. Kitchu begedl begneve, what is that loch? Is that lach a Yiyush Kene, correct? Lach, not gedl dido, gedl lacherem. What is that loch a gedl lacherem? What is the Rampaskin, huh? Huh? Mekudesh, lach a Yiyush. Not kind of Yiyush, lach a Yiyush. You're right, because Yiyush is in the Rishus. Same problem. Never mind Daladrei. Same problem. If Yiyush is in a Rishus, is Kinyan a Gazlan. Yiyush in a Rishus. And then Das Makne comes in. So, right, we understand the Gdushin. We understand why the Gdushin are valid, why the Gdushin are effective. But if Yiyush in a Rishus somehow eliminates the Gazlan and introduces, so to say, the Rekeach to the Nigdol, then it's a transaction between these two exclusively, in the Nigdol and the Rekeach. So the Mekadish is out, completely out of the picture of the Mekadish. All the Mekadish makes, all the Mekadish accomplishes, I mean, is what? To give the Rekeach the status of what?
The
Teros. All right, the same problem, never mind the Daladrei, that's a Gdushin, I purposely withheld it, the problem. So the answer is simple. The answer is that for Kesef you don't need Das Makne. there's no need for that smakna pockets. Usually it goes hand in hand with that smakna, because without that smakna there's no kesef. How does she acquire? If I make it possible, if my miser, if I make it possible for her to acquire kesef, even though the acquisition, there is a das smakna, but if that smakna is not for the schiye, you need the gazlan das smakna. But that smakna does not accomplish the schiye. There is das smakna. But that smakna does not result directly in schiye, in her schiye for me. But that smakna somehow gives her a status of veteros leyore. The schiye is, so to say, is nurtured, is sustained by what? By Beteros Leyode, and this Chie in the Mamanesh is direct from the Nigzel to whom? To the Ishe. But I made it possible, correct? I made it possible. Since I made it possible, this itself is Kesefki. And I'll give you an example. It's not... Just a minute. I'll give you an example. It is not a good example, I must tell you that, but however it's characteristic, and this so to say at least blazes a path, so to say. For instance, whether I can give instead of kesef, I can give shibudim. I can give shibudim. Iksivim sir. I'll transfer to her. Echiv iksivim sir. Iksivim sir. Iksivim sir. All right. Let us say if Asius nitnes bimsire, so I don't need ksiveto. I'll tell her, instead of kesef, I'll give you a shtar. The star, I have the note, I have on someone else. Someone else. So she'll be able to collect the money if my face is nicknamed himself. So it's a sugya in the second period. That it's all right, it's all a question, because since he retains the right of Mechile, whether there is Mechadaz, because he still can annul the chayiv by renouncing his claims. All right, the question of smichas dan, but smichas kesef is all right. All rishenim accept. The machlekes rishenim is only if there is chayves from the mekadesh to the miskadeshes, agido gabe. But if the chayves is not from the miskadeshes from the mekadesh to miskadeshes, but he transfers his chayves which he has and someone else to her, is certainly good. This it's quite possible. That it's quite possible that the face is nicknames from Sire, it's not a loch of das makne of the chayv. Because the chayv doesn't lend itself to akne. It's not quite possible. I have many sugyas to support this. The chayv doesn't lend itself to akne. Same with mamesh, shibulim, nothing tangible. The aloch is, it transfers the shtar. To the Rekiah. The Rekiah becomes a Baal Ashtar. Gemara applies Eisim Niknim Sire. I'll give you an example. Gemara applies Eisim Niknim Sire in Sanhedrin, whether or not Sholish Nemo. But Sholish said Shtar Ze Peruahu, whether he's Nemen or not, Gemara is a bear. All right, whether Sholish Nemo or Sholish Nemo. Hamne, because since they trust him, because he deposited the Shtar with him, or lay him, or they did not. They did not, I mean, or he has no money. So the Gemara said, it depends on the Machlei, he says, he's nixon Messira, whether he says, he's nixon Messira. So no one understands what it's got to do with his nixon Messira. It is Messira, not a question of the money of Shtar. He says, nixon Messira, the problem of what? If I want to sell a chayiv, the indebtedness to you, so whether by turning over the Shtar to you, the indebtedness is also, I mean, handed down to you, transfer. Oh no, the Talmud of the Shtar does not transfer, I mean, the Chiyuvim. But what has it got to do with Sholish? No one, there's not a question, no one sold the Shtar to the Sholish. They deposited the Sholish in escrow, I mean, with the Sholish. All right, so whether he's Neman or not, it's a different problem. What's it got to do with Eish Nixmissir? The Gemara Sanhedrin says it's a problem. You hear that Gemara Sanhedrin? It's a problem of Eish Nixmissir. What does it show? What does it show? I mean, the comparison. We eat said the nefik shtore metusi yoda. The shtore was deposited to be her. Omrolei, so she said to the Dayan, you're done by shtore de poria. Who deposited the shtore with her? The malve. So it means she holds for the malve. If she holds the shtore for the malve, so I mean, the evidence is clear that the shtore is not poria. So she testified against the shtore. The poria. Hemme Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman took her word against the Shtar. Omar Le Rove La Rav Nachman, Keman Ke Rebbe, Domar Eisi Eis Niknis Bimsire. So Rashi says, Amech Eshtar Chiz Lachavere, Kona Chiz Bimsire Eis Eisi Eis. Umilse De Rebbe Bamech Eis Asfine. Vorche Name Konosei. Nach Sholish is Kene Gishtar. I don't know it. והאבי כדידו, ולמר אסלמה פרועה, חריבתי. יש ניקס מסירה, סימפלי קרשן עם קיר שטורס, עם קיר חייבס. ותראה צדקה תדעו לזמונס ושאולי שיש, זה שטר, אתה נסול תואר? דמר ודפזי זה שטר ובינר. רשע שימיני עלי ובאמר ולשם רב, אתה רשע דידו רד? But me, the star came from whose hand, I mean, who gave it a star? The mother. So it means she is instead of the mouth. So in whose possession is the star? I mean, who holds the star? The mouth. As long as the mouth is holding the star, you know, well, the lady cannot say for who are, because the mouth is said to later. My boy, I mean, for the moment, we've got to hasten it in this year. So you see from this Gemara, there's another sugi too in Bon Basre, but this Gemara is good enough. The Machlekes Eis Nixon Misire is not in Micheskiyam. In Kinyan is already a derivative. The problem of Kinyan is already, I mean, in Fair. But the primary Machlekes is not in Micheskiyam. What is the primary Machlekes in Eis Nixon Misire? What do you see from this Gemara? What do you see? Whether if a star which actually has the message or the story of Ruvnu Leva Mishime and someone else holds the star, whether the holder of the star, whose name is that mentioned? The star, the story of the star refers to a transaction between Ruvnu and Shime. I'm holding the star. I'm not Ruvnu and Shime. Whether I become a Baal Ashtar, I have a right, I mean, to determine the mnemonis of Shtar, because about the Shtar can say the Shtar is not good. If yes, yes, nicknames b'msire means that our Sholish is what? About the Shtar. That's what Rashi says. We have it in the door of the mnemonis lehim ha-paruah. But if yes, it's any nicknames b'msire. It means the Shtar, I mean, the, what do you call it? The Lekeach, or the Sholish, it's a person. Can never become Balashta unless there is Ksive along. Ksive Knuva Shtar Zevachal Shibude, Ksive goes along with what? With the Shtar. But the Shtar, the Misiris Ashtar per se, does not render the status of the Sholish or of any holder of the Shtar as that of the Balashta. You understand me well. Alright, so now let's proceed. So what we got to do with Kiyan? We got to play. The Kinyan Shtore is not a Kinyan Shibure. This is Ksive Mesira. If then the Knivach Shtar Zevachol Shibure is it. But if it's Mesira alone, the face is Nixon Mesira, it's not a Kinyan Shibure. The Akno is not on the Shibure. The Akno, or rather the Mesira, is excluded, is confined to what? To the Shtar. If I want to sell a Chayiv, I have two ways how to sell it. Either through Mamet Shloshto. Mamet Shloshto means I give away indebtedness. I give away Shibudim. I turn over Shusim. My Shusim. Or Chushtoris. If I just need to Mesire. Mesire, I don't turn over the Shusim. There is no Maisikin Shusim. I change the Balashtar. My authority as Balashtar, it transfer to whom? To whom? The very moment that Akiya becomes the Balashtar, is through the star, is zeichen what? In the Shibudim. In the Shibudim. So there is no das makne on the Shibudim, that das makne basically than what? On the star. The Shibudim somehow change hands, if the star can change hands. If the Balei Ashtar, I mean, so to say, if the Rekeach replaces the original Malve as Balei Ashtar, by the mere fact that the Rekeach supersedes the Malve, so the Shibudim are transferred to the Rekeach. I don't want now to start with your problem, and still, in Kiddush Yish, it would be good. What I'm leading up, in Kiddush Yish is perfect. So I don't give a moment. I don't give a Rekeach. But that's Magnus to the star. Because I can do it with the Sholish as well. I just make her, I make her the Balashtar in my stead. But however, the moment she gets is already, I say, Mimele, automatically. Because of the transfer of Balus of Star, the Balashtar, so she also acquires what? The Shibud. It's quite possible to even see them, Sire calls it. Kniloch Shtar Zeh means you become Balashtar, and through become, because of the new Balus of Shtar is a whole Shibud. It's a different problem. I mean, it's a different problem. Whether in Ksiv it also applies. Basically, the Rambam contradicts himself, Rambam, right? Whether it's a Balashtar is conceivable. Yeah. So, the question is, so he didn't give her money? He didn't give her anything. He just gave her a star. He's not Mekadosh, he's the paper of the star. He gave her a raya. Because the Rambam said, Vein eset niknim sire, mifni shiye rayo, vein a rayo nitfeses biyad. What Rambam talking in a rayo nitfeses biyad? What nitfeses? What is nitfeses biyad? What should you... This Rambam means, you cannot transfer the star. You cannot transfer the star. It's not something which is subject to transfer. Subject to transfer is mummy, not balus. Since the story, the message in the star, doesn't tell anything about whom, about the Keach, it's related to someone else. But still, in Gdushin, it is Kesef Gdushin. So you see, for me, that there is no need to be direct das makne. I should make it possible for her to acquire mummy. And since I made it possible through what? Through giving her a star, if it's Niklim Mesire, it's Kesef. If this is the case, is even Yishin Rishus. But a Gazlan does something. Without the Gazlan, she would never get the money. She would have never gotten hold of the money. What makes the Gazlan? Beteros Leyode. By Beteros Leyode, she gets the money from whom? Who cares about it? But if the Gazlan hadn't intervened, she would have never received the money. So this itself is in Sinas Kesef. This itself is in Sinas Kesef. In Sinas Kesef. This itself is in Sinas Kesef. If this is the case, there's no difference. You know, if the Riz says Bal Kochi, what difference? Since, but you need the das of the Gazel. You see, for instance, if you ask me a Tesis Ridu, it sure showed me yesterday. This read is a possibility. There is a possibility, according to this read, that a Ginef and a Ganef Lacha Yush is also Yush and Shidur Yishus, Galen. Then it will be difficult. If you don't need it, that's a Galen. And I can do it myself, and the Isha can do it myself, or the Rekeach can do it myself, and the Das HaGazlan is Lamaile V'Lemeir, it is completely irrelevant. It's a very difficult cheater. Then it's difficult, but let's not discuss the Tesis Ri. Never mind Ri. But according to Tesis, it's only Bal Kochi shall Ikea, but not Bal Kochi shall Gazlan. Tesis and Seba. What does Tesis say about Tesis? Tesis and Tesis.
Anyone
can
take some grand.
Well, yes, after Yush, it's a different story, yeah. If the Gazlan... No, excuse me. Just the moment is if Yush could ikone. Yush could ikone. The Yush kone becholayen afilemen agdele b'shus abaylem b'shas Yush. In ke Yush d'ochel la'avel ka'lapidetei v'arek matone ba'alme. Ve'in liftan ma'isya. Afstum leim tzio de lei kone, elem kin agdele b'shus a Gazlan, avu mishuzra mishikol mazbu zocho, in name le mandi, di...
the Yirish Kedile Kone Klau Chala Malzik Bo Zocho. Yirish Kedile Kone Klau Chala Malzik Bo Zocho. Lach a Yirish, this means. Even if Yirish... But all right, let's leave this for a second. Let's leave, it's not important now. But this is the answer. The answer is that actually that in Gdushin and in Mechira Dalvei, you don't need the money directly from the Ganef to the Leker. All you need that a Ganef should make it possible, this Chiyas HaMomein. And he makes it possible, this Chiyas HaMomein, in all cases, according to everybody. Even according to the Rambam, that Shin Rishus V'Hakach Yirush is also okay. But however, Shin Rishus V'Hakach Yirush is okay, But to him, it's not Teros Mi'ale. Whether you need Yirush, the difference is only according to other Rishonim, you need Yirush for this, so to say, authority to legalize, so to say, the Lekeach's actual acquisition is Beteros Mi'ale, or you don't need Yirush, it doesn't matter. But you need Das HaGanef in order to make the Lekeach, to give the Lekeach the status of Beteros Mi'ale. Once Das HaGazon is necessary, indispensable, it is Kesef Gdushin, it's also what? It's also, it's Chiyuv Dalde. The only question would be that Tesis read, when they say that Tesis, one sentence here, Dav Samachte says that Kolamarzik Beizocho, Kolamarzik Beizocho, that Yushki Di, first Tesis says that Yushki Di Kone is a different story. Then if Yushki Di Leikone, so per la Tesis wants to say that Hashem Rishus does not require what? That does not require Das Ganef. It's the Beter Osre Yode, even if the Ganef doesn't get. Since there is Yush, it is Beter Osre Yode, even though the Ganef doesn't get. But just a moment, my dear friend. According to Tesis, it's like that. First of all, Tesis of the opinion, Tesis definition is, just a moment, that there is Das Mag. Because Tesis, the Re himself, and Tesis says that the Korban basically is related to the Ganef, to the Gardner. Why the composal Avere? Sorry, why do you have to go so far? Ask right away. If anybody can take, and if Maginif Minaganif Lacha Yushir Shus, it means in Bakos Gabra, and how could why should they speak about Mitzvah of Avere? The answer is as follows. If anybody can take, he pays money. If anybody can take, he pays money. If the Gazlan gives the chavetz away voluntarily, there is no money, incorrect. If anybody can take, he pays money, you see who is the Zeche? Who is the Zeche? Who is the Zeche? The Gazlan is the Zeche. The Gazlan is the Zeche. But the Lekeach, and I explained to you, Shkidi Konez, it's the same explanation. So in generation, the Gazlan is the Zeche. But the Lekeach is what? The Lekeach, but since the Gazlan's Schi is Gazlan, is dependent upon the Lekeach's Kinyan, and the Lekeach's Kinyan is indispensable for the Schi is a Gazlan, then the Lekeach is what? Has to pay Domim. If the Gazlan gives it away to the Lekeach, there is a Knoy actually, which relieves the Keach of Domim. So there is no problem. Either a Keach is Eche Bal Koche, either is no doubt, hey, if the issue is Eche Bal Koche, there will be no Gdushni, you understand very well. Because it's two different Kiyonim. You understand? Two different Kiyonim. But, and basically, why does the Keach have to give Domim to Gazlan? Because the Kiyon of the Keach is not complete before it pays the Domim. Because the Gadol is also a schus in the chayfet. You see, the Lekeach is a schus in the chayfet, and the Gadol is a schus in the chayfet. The Gadol is a schus in the chayfet, because the Yush is with Gavre le Gavre. If Tesis says it, Docha le Ave le Kelape Didei, Ave Kematon le Ve'Aomer, Tesis, with Gavre le Gavre, but since